there. Our story today is about the first rainbow.
Oh, Daddy, look! There's a beautiful rainbow over there in the clouds.
Oh, that is a beauty, Joey. It looks like a bridge from earth to heaven.
What makes rainbows?
Joey, the moisture in the clouds catches the rays of the sun and reflects those beautiful colors back to us. It all reminds me of a promise God made to Noah.
I didn't know God made promises to us.
Oh, he does. And he keeps his promises. After the flood, the Lord promised Noah that he would never again destroy the earth by a flood. And God said he would set a rainbow in the clouds as a reminder of that promise.
Daddy, God must be a lot closer to us than we think. He must be thinking about us all the time.
You're right. God loves us all so much, and he wants us to be happy. If we walk close to God and read his word, he'll bless us.
Do you think we will have rainbows up in heaven, Daddy?
Oh, yes. The Bible says that in heaven there will be a rainbow around the throne of God. And you know, everyone who trusts in Jesus as their Savior will someday go right up to heaven. One of the beautiful things that they'll see there is that rainbow around the throne of God.
Then I'm going to see it someday.
How would you like to see that heavenly rainbow someday? This story reminds us of how important it is to have Jesus in our hearts and lives. His word says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus died for our sins on the cross and came alive again because he loved us. If we ask Jesus, he will forgive our sins. The Bible says that no one who believes and trusts in Jesus will ever be disappointed. If you haven't asked Jesus to come into your heart, why don't you do it today? Will you pray after me? Dear Jesus, I am sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. Thank you for dying on the cross in my place so that I could have my sins forgiven and have everlasting life. Amen.